I drink 20 black coffees a day. I drink all day. I smoke. I do whatever I want. Get out of the room, you bad energy motherfucker. I could tell you're a fucking hater. Get the fuck out of here. He came out. They wrapped it around. Boom, again. And then I started praying. Then all of a sudden, he started breathing. The Dallas Mavericks said they'll give me a 10-day contract. I'm not kidding.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Law of Attraction Secrets podcast. I'm your host, Natasha Graziano. And if you don't know that by now, then you have a serious problem because you've probably been listening to this for a few years. And we have the biggest and best stars ever on this show. And today we have the number one boxer in the fucking world right now. I'm so happy to be here with him. But not only is he the number one boxer, he's an entrepreneur. He's gone viral on social media, and he is the most spiritual being. He's somebody who I believe you're going to learn so much from. Welcome to the show, Ryan Garcia.
Man, she's on point. You know how to make an introduction. I don't think I got a good one like that ever. I'm not even trying to gas you up either. You're beautiful. You're different.
Thank you. You're very kind. Well, I'm really excited. This is a really special show because you're somebody who has done a lot in your life, right? And you're like 25, but you've lived 10 lifetimes.
Right.
Like, for you, when you wake up, is there a ritual you do? Do you, like, wake up and have a morning ritual, or do you wake up and just wing it?
I just ask God to lead me most of the time, or God's always leading me, no matter what, in my dreams, in my sleep. No matter what I do, he's there. If I'm at a mountaintop, if I'm sleeping, if I'm moving, anything, God is there. So when you have that presence in you, you know, you get up and you just start living in truth. You know, when you start being that person that really nips all those bad appetites in your life, you know, the ones that are hindering your blessings and hindering your walk and hindering your journey to the top. And when you finally man up and you decide to be an honorable, non-lying piece of shit, you start making a lot of money and you start realizing that being a great, honorable, you know, good-hearted man, because there's no good people, but good-hearted man, you realize that's more powerful than any type of thing, you know, being like representing the worst things. You understand how powerful that is.
That's so beautiful. And it's so nice to hear a man who really respects his, like, when somebody is drinking, I'm like, I let them do it and I rise to that level. You know, when I walk into a room.
Oh, that's powerful.
You like that?
You making me not want to drink.
Good. When I walk in,
too late though.
I'm like,
that's it. Not my kid.
I've actually had multiple people stop drinking after they've spent a lot of time with me. Just naturally, they're like, holy shit, my body.
Maybe you don't want to do it.
It's so
maybe
pure.
We get married.
So
let me tell you
the most awesome thing that I love. You're a man of God.
Of course.
You have the ability to be a fucking crazy person, and you don't. What's the why in your life? Like, what's your purpose?
I'm just trying to fulfill the will of God. So however I need to look, however I need to do, or whatever moves I need to make, I do it because I have the authority given by God to do it. So when you're moving like that, nothing could get in your way. I move and I just do. And then they can't find anything on me, ever.
That's amazing.
All they can find is lies.
So you're a boxer, right? And you know when you're in the ring, where does that, like, to actually, like, boom and knock somebody out and be, like, powerful like you are, how do you find that within you because you're so pure?
Because
it's a sport.
You hit a switch and then it's up.
Wow.
And then I started imagining that he killed my mom or he's attacking.
So it's acting.
I go into it so deep that it's not acting anymore. I've shadow boxed and I started crying in tears over the thought of him killing my mom and I just destroyed him. Yeah.
So your why is like my family.
Oh, you killed my mom. I'm going to fuck you up. I'm going to fuck you the fuck up.
Oh, my.
I'm going to fuck you up. See the difference?
Yeah. No, chill. I feel
people don't know how to like change and understand like You can really do anything you want. It's just you got to know how to come back.
Yeah.
That's it.
For sure.
I know how to come back. So I know how to snap myself out
of it. You can switch.
What do I say? End scene.
So are you friends with any of the people that you fight?
Not when I'm about to fight, no, of course.
So you, afterwards?
Some, I guess. At the end of the day, you know, there's ones that you can be friends with, yeah. And then there's ones you don't.
Yeah, you don't want to be.
I don't give a fuck. You try to kill me.
For sure. But also, you're a lot younger than a lot of these, like, champs. You're, like, so young.
I don't take age in consideration of young or old. I take more of the approach that, is this person on point or not today? Because you could be on point at 25, and then you reach 30 and get off point, and then you're, like, 5.
Yes.
So it's pretty much like, are they on point or not? I mean, I think I'm going to live to 900 years old.
You know what? That's the way that it's going these days. We can, because we biohack our age. Yeah. Do you do all this stuff? Like supplement? Of course you do.
I don't do supplements. Yeah. I just do natural things.
Yes.
I've never taken a vitamin. My testosterone levels are at the max height. The guy's like, I don't know how this is possible. The doctor always asks me, what are you doing? I just fast all day. I don't know. Like, I do whatever I want. Like, you know, and he was like, no, you're like, you should be like, all right. This is funny, but this is what he said. Gary Brecka, shout out Gary
Brecka. He's been on the show, he's a friend.
He goes, man, you'd be fucking everything, even a squirrel. Like, he just said some crazy shit. I was like, bro, pause, bro. Yeah, it's crazy. But he said that, yeah, because he was giving a point where something along those lines, because of how much testosterone I have.
Wow, I get it. So he's like, you're at the highest level of it. And that's good for a guy.
So the max is 2,000. I was at 1,999.
Holy shit. Well, that's why you're the number one in your field. Because...
Can I explain something to you? Mm-hmm. Are you going to get mad at me?
No, tell me.
So when you said holy and then you said the S-H-I-T word, they don't go along with each other.
No, you're right. Right. That's just a bad habit.
It doesn't even make sense.
No.
They don't even feel right.
I love God and respect God. So no.
See?
That's interesting.
Right.
I like that. I like that about you. That's your Leo nature.
Well, I had to. I had to say something.
Yeah, no, of course. I mean, actually, cussing is something which I'm really trying to...
I'm trying to work on it too, but then I hit a switch. Look, what I say is, do my curse word... So the word curse, right? Check this out. Curse word.
Yeah.
You're cursing something.
Yeah.
If I don't have bad intentions behind it, I'm not cursing nothing.
Yes.
Like, I fuck with you. That's not... I'm not cursing you. I'm... basically almost blessing you.
Yes.
I fuck with you.
Yes.
Like some people...
your intention behind it is a blessing.
You know, I don't say this to girls, but some dudes do this. Like, hey, you're my bitch. Like, I love you. You're my bitch. But they don't say it in the term of, hey, you're my bitch. Sit down.
Yes, yes.
There's a difference. There's tones and intentions. People just don't catch that.
So are you good at navigating in relationships, like how to make a relationship its best versus a negative one that's like going into a bad place? How do you as a man represent a man who's like, you know, you're in the public eye. So it's like when you're having a relationship, how do you keep that love real and ignite it? And what it
takes... you just tell the truth.
Yeah?
That's the way at it. Everything.
Wow, I love that.
When I get pushed up against the wall, I just tell the truth. And then the wall is off me and then everything's great.
That you're right. The truth is, if you don't say the truth, what's going to happen is you're going to say a bad thing.
And then lies go on top of lies until it all comes crumbling
down. The truth is going to be a shock, but at least you know it. Here's the truth.
Hey, look it. Hey, baby, like, I'm going to be real with you. I'm not going to be that perfect boyfriend. It's impossible for me at this point in my life. You know, I want to be honest with you. Like, I'm probably going to talk to girls. You know, I don't know if I'm going to fuck them. I might not. I will tell you. We can negotiate on how that looks. You know, maybe stuff like that. And she'd be like, okay, but just use a condom. I said, oh, of course. And if I don't, I'll tell you. And, like, we'll be communicative. And I'll always make sure that I'm clean and I won't have no diseases. And we'll be straight. And look at, am I maybe down the line?
That was, can I just,
maybe, just maybe, pull some more? Wait, maybe down the line, you know, maybe I am that guy. Maybe at 30, 35, maybe I'm that guy. Maybe I am. Maybe I will be. But until then, I'll let you know. And when I know, I'll know. I love you, baby. If you don't want this, it's okay. I'm not even trying to force you. I love you. Have a good day.
My problem.
Oh my God.
That's how you do it. Now I'm going to come back at that. Because if my man came to me and he was like, So I might be getting with other people, but bitch, please take your ass over there, because one woman of my caliber is worth 1,000.
You know what Johnny says? He goes, one good girl is worth 1,000 bitches.
Yes.
That's facts.
But you know it's true. No. Like, I'm serious. I look around.
You're a different breed, though. That's what I'm trying to say. You're different.
Like, but... I look around and I'm like, do you believe in love?
Of course. I love so many people.
Have you ever been in love?
I think so. Yeah, of course. I'm in love with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm in love. That's how big my heart is. And I know I'll be a little vulgar, but I wouldn't even have to have sex with you. I love you that much because I love you purely. It has nothing to do with sex. People think I'm out here having sex. I don't even be having sex.
I believe you because you keep your testosterone. So there's
I'm
something.
Just strong.
Have you heard about?
No, don't get me wrong. I have. And I'm always like, oh, if it just happens, like, fuck. It's not my first thing I want to do, though. I just got to catch a vibe. See what's up.
I like that. So there's a book, many books that talk about this. The Way of the Superior Man talks about it a lot. And Napoleon Hill talks about it. And I know you said a lot of people recommend books to you. I will recommend 5. That's it. And then you can do an audiobook. One of them
I
sent
you. No, I don't read books.
You can listen to my one that I sent you, the audiobook. Okay, because you're going to love it. So here's what I'm going to say.
As long as you help me publish my own book.
Deal. That's actually, I've done that for people.
Damn, you did.
Wait,
we got to work out the percentages. Like, chill out.
Yo, I just.
We shook that, but like, I need to, like, oh, I need, okay.
We're gonna do something cool for you. So I'm saying in this book, right, it talks about sexual energy and how if you are someone who is amazing, you're famous, you're creative, yes, you should save, and any man should do this, not just if you're a star, but you should save that sexual energy. Don't release it into a woman because you keep that creativity. You know how like footballers. So basically what it is when you hold your sexual energy, particularly as a man, you don't ejaculate and release it into a woman. You don't lose your creativity to somebody else. It's why sportsmen in particular don't have sex the night before fight or their game.
I have.
Oh Lord.
Many times. And guess what happens to the guy?
And they you won.
I've done that so many times.
Most people.
You know, I'm just breaking these stereotypical man-made myths. They're myths. Nothing happens. I've drank all training camp before and I knocked the guy out. Somebody was lying to somebody down the line. There was a lie that went so far down the rabbit hole that it just became a thing. It was crazy because I was like, but if I'm training every day and I'm strong as fuck and I don't take any days off and I train harder than everybody and then I have a beer at 3 or 5, whatever I want at night, and I wake up and be able to do it again the same day and I'm performing and I'm knocking everybody out and sparring, what the fuck? This is not real.
So you're like Hercules. You're like a different breed. Most men wouldn't be that. You're like different.
I drink 20 black coffees a day. I drink all day. I smoke. I do whatever I want.
Where are you from?
I'm from heaven, baby. I'm a god.
I know that, but yeah. When he sent you here, were you born?
Okay, so I was born in Los Alamitos, California. You want to know my social? No, I'm kidding.
No, it's just what kind? So in the UK, when we say where are you from, it means.
Well, I was being accurate. I came from heaven.
Yeah, I love that. But like, if you ask me where I'm from, I'll tell you 5 countries.
Damn, why are you telling me your whole bloodline?
Yeah.
I don't even know. My bloodline is strong, though.
I'm trying to, like, work out. Colombian?
No, Mexican.
Mexican? Mm-hmm. Just straight Mexican?
Who knows, though? They say I'm also Native American.
I can see that. I feel like there's Native.
Yeah.
And then I just heard about
like Geronimo. Like, I guess they said I'm from the Geronimo bloodline.
Wow. I was just learning about that. Okay, wait. Go back to your assistant. What was she saying about the sexual energy?
So I was like, Cece, like, they be thinking I'm having sex, huh? And she was like, no, I know you don't, blah, blah, blah. And she was like, you're keeping all that creative energy in you. Remember that? Yeah,
you understand it.
And it came back around, right?
Wow.
Now.
So sometimes in life, things are like double confirmations. You know, you like see numbers, 1, 1, 1, 1.
You know what 2 means? Mm. Confirmation. You said double.
Wow.
2 is double.
No, it is. It's amazing. And
eight is new beginning. 7 is completion. 3 is in a way completion. 4 is angels are watching you and you have a purpose and they're trying to guide you. 5s are just, what was 5? 5 was something along the lines of completion.
Do you have any numbers on you?
Of course. Well, I don't have a number on me, but I have scriptures.
I know, I saw the scripture. Do you know them? If I was to ask you any of the ones?
Ask me any of
Matthew 22.
Love God with all your heart, mind, and soul. Which other one?
I can't see the other one, but Proverbs 22.
Angering the king is like forfeiting your life. You can face the wrath of a lion. So when you anger me, you better watch out. Like, just move. That's all I say. Just
now
move.
That's interesting because that's obviously chosen purposefully for your career.
Yeah.
Very good. Did you know you always wanted to be a boxer?
Well, when I was a little kid, I had a dream in heaven, and I was protecting the kingdom of heaven. And ever since then, I had more dreams and more visions, confirmation. I knew, always knew something was leading me. And then as I grew up, it evolved, and I became more of a understanding on where this all is and who I am and, you know, the whole, I guess, hierarchy of heaven and God and who Jesus is and how that all, you know, came about. But I've been through a lot of spiritual things that some people would never believe.
Let's go there.
They wouldn't believe it, though. They would think that I'm on drugs.
See, this is the perfect place
to talk
about it.
And I've never done drugs in my life.
You're in a safe place. Good. You're in a safe place to talk about it. Which
ask
is why
any
I'm
of
so
my
genes.
Okay. If I did drugs, I guarantee you somebody would have had a video of me doing drugs already. If I was really out there sniffing cocaine,
you're right.
Doing meth,
yeah.
Fucking up, please release a video.
No,
you
you're
don't
right.
Have the
somebody
fucking
would
video.
Have it. You're actually right.
For sure. And I would be like, bro, release it. Fuck it. Let's make some money off it. Like I'm going to be stupid
shit. Of course,
shit.
Of course.
Obviously, that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
That never happened. I've never touched cocaine. I'm on 20 black coffees. Yeah, that makes me feel like I'm on cocaine, but I'm not on cocaine.
How do you do that much caffeine?
Because then you caffeine dehydrates you, and then you have to put salt and water in a cup and drink it. And then the salt, the sodium re-helps you to, you know, people think that you need to drink water. Water sometimes filter out all your salt that you already lost. When you're hungover, drink Coca-Cola. I'm not even trying to gas it up. That will cure any hangover you have.
Oh, I love
it. I don't know why that works, but if you drink Coca-Cola, it will cure your hangover.
And you're not even sponsored.
Or another drink. I'm just kidding.
We should literally have Coca-Cola sponsor this episode. He's like plugging it away.
Please.
Do you know they used to put cocaine in Coca-Cola?
They probably still do.
That shit fucking
if that
crazy.
Shit comes in my system, I'm going to be pissed. I'm like, yo, I've been drinking fucking Coca-Cola all day.
You're super clean. I know that. I can tell. Clean. You can tell someone that does drugs and someone doesn't. You're blatantly someone who's clean because I'm clean. So I can tell someone.
And then
who
people
is.
Go like, oh, you always sniffing your nose. I have allergies. My nose starts itching.
If you have it, like I have a sinus that's like a deviated septum is what they call it. So it makes you
And then
sniff.
They're like, Ryan's twitching. I've done that my whole life. When you watch me fight, I go like this. Sometimes I have nervous tension I need to get out. Like,
yeah.
It's just me. Like sometimes.
You're human. It's called being human.
Yeah, and they're trying to make me look like I'm
Who
a drug
Who gives
dude.
A fuck? I was telling somebody earlier, I said,
Thank
listen,
you.
The more controversial Finally. You are, the more fucking real you are. We're all human. You can't fucking cancel someone because yeah. they're being themselves.
Right.
What, so when we're not there, you don't fucking rub your nose, move your fucking hair around, right. do little weird movements.
So weird.
Like, I know.
Like it's crazy or something.
No,
like,
but it's normal. Right. Okay, look, we want to go to the spiritual thing because you just Wait. Said you've had some amazing experiences.
Yeah, no, let me get serious.
Thanks. So this is really amazing. Because this is the perfect place to talk about it. We're on the Law of Attraction Secrets, and we've had some amazing, interesting knowledge come out of people that you would never expect. And I know that you're going to surprise us with things. How did you find, because you understand the Law of Attraction. You understand it very well. You
These
understand
laws, like universal laws,
mm-hmm.
set by order by God.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you got to know.
Mm-hmm.
God set these laws. But stop worshiping the universal law in the universe and forgetting about the one who created the universe.
Mm-hmm.
They always like to give credit to everything but God because they can't let go of their ego.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God forbid that was God. That was all me. I can't say that it was God because, you know, I was thinking it and those things came to my mind. Who gave you the wisdom?
Mm-hmm.
Silly. Where's the source at?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Give credit to the one who gave you the wisdom because you can't humble you. Oh, you love yourself that much. Okay. So stay away from me. I am cool with you.
No, I know. Ego is not what God wanted us to have. By
no.
The way. God wanted
Pride,
us to
no.
be love and forgiveness.
Yes.
Love and forgiveness.
That's the story yes. of Jesus. Love and forgiveness. He came and seen a prostitute and they were going to stone her. He said, yo, chill out.
Yes.
I mean, sorry. Yo, like, stop.
Yes.
If whoever hasn't sinned, throw the first stone.
Yes.
That's what I thought. basically, you know, in those terms.
I know.
He was protecting everybody. Mm-hmm. The sinners, the hurtful people. He was forgiving them because they had a good heart, but they made bad choices. But that's okay. You can move on and you can become strong. I just met this homeless man today. His name was Ernest Sparks. He told me his whole story. It's so sad. You know, all these people, I talk to homeless people all the time. They have the greatest story and they're real and they're true. People are tripping. Like, then this guy had the most beautiful skin in the world. Yes or no? And I told him, what's your bank account info? I'll give you money. He goes, I don't need your money. I'm the richest man alive.
Whoa, that's so touching.
And I was like, okay, dang. He was like, I was like, can I get you a phone? He was like, sure. I said, okay, I'll get you a phone and I'll get you service. I went to AT&T, got him a phone you and did. Service. Yes, today.
I respect and that then, so much.
We can't find him. If he was an angel, you're that's joking. Amazing. I can't find him.
Wow.
There's no eyes on Ernest. Ernest, if you hear this, please hit me up.
Wow.
It says in the Bible, be careful who you talk to. There may be an angel. You never know.
And he disappeared.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I have goosebumps. That's incredible. But this is the interesting thing. Okay, let's think about this. God wanted us to be forgiving, to wake up and find more love and be more kind. But so many people wake up and they get lost in their ego and their pride.
Yes.
Ego and pride are the thief of joy. If we stay in a place of ego and pride and we live from a place of judgment and fear and hopelessness and pointing fingers, watch this. When I point a finger, you're the problem. How many fingers are pointing back?
Three.
At me. Mm-hmm. I'm the problem.
That reminds me of a verse. Jesus goes, the way you judge somebody in the same matter, you will be measured in that same measuring stick. So the way you judge them is the way you're going to be judged. Me, I don't judge anybody, so I'm not judged.
I can tell.
I don't care what you did. All I got to say is, but there's some things that I absolutely don't even, there's not even anything I could say to it. You know what I mean? There's some things that really are going to be hard for me. Only by God's power I can forgive certain things.
Yes.
Only by God's power. Yes. Me as a human, I almost absolutely not.
I know.
You know, I've been through a lot in my life, you know? People don't know that. People don't know my story. I was from a small town.
Tell me.
Small town, defiled as a little boy, 2 years old, defiled by your own people. Let me just continue. I'm not going to get into that too much. But after that, my family had money, then they went broke. And then we had to sleep in cars, one bedroom, five kids. We were in a shed training. It was crazy. We fought our ass. My dad used to have to carry the groceries from the grocery store and walk all the way home because we didn't have no car. I had to push the car to start it. I went through it all, you know, and people don't realize the pain I went through. I didn't drink till I was 20 years old. I didn't go to no parties. I didn't do anything. All I wanted to do was get my family out of that position and do what God wanted me to do. And I did it. While all the kids were telling me to do drugs and do stupid shit, I said, that's not the move. I'm a box. I'm really like that. They all wanted to kick my ass. They all hated me. They said, you got big ears. You're ugly. Blah, blah, blah. Bullied me. I fought bullies. I've been through it all. Girl cheating on me. Everything. When you're a little kid, that's just what happens. You know, you don't know the game. I got all that done to me and more. And the cheating thing, I mean, who cares? But, like, you know what I mean?
No, but it's
but that hurt. Story, that hurt a lot.
Of course.
And then I went through, before I went pro, I was 17-year-old, and I went through severe anxiety first time. Mm. Thought I was going to die. Mm. Became a hypochondriac. Said, I don't know if I want to box ever again. I don't even know if I want to live. This ain't it. And then all of a sudden, I picked myself up, got a girlfriend, and then I just kept it rolling. And then I was like, all right, this is cool. You know, love kind of brought me out of it. God and love, you know? And God
did you
first.
Pray through it?
Oh, of course. I was praying all day long. I was trying my best.
When you pray, do you pray as though it's already healed or do you ask?
Oh, no. You're supposed to say, pray as if it's already happened.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why I wondered. Like, you've achieved
and people
so
say,
much.
Like, you manifest. No, you ask and you shall receive.
So, did you ask to get out of that situation and become the number one boxer in the world? How did you manifest this?
Many are called, few are chosen. I was just chosen to do it. As a kid, you're not aware of everything, but you feel a sense. And the prayers of my family, the prayers of my, you know who they were looking for. My uncle, he said, one of these kids, you know, out of this bloodline is going to be a golden child. Mm. He said that. And then all
out
the
kids. Out of the five of you.
Oh, no, out of all the kids that were coming, the new kids. And he said, that wasn't it. That wasn't it. No. Then when I was born, he said, that's him. And then when I was born, my birthday's 98. So there was a bunch of Asian women in the room. My mom was like, why is so many Asian women coming into my room? They're all coming. They're all like staring. And they were like, lucky baby, because the number 8 in China is like.
I know.
And like so many.
You're the 8th of August?
August 8th, 1998.
My son's August 6th. You have the exact reverse. He's 08, 06, and you're.
08, 08, 98.
Yeah.
My mom's birthday is 4/4/64. My Whoa. Son's birthday I just had
my
is.
My mom's 64 too. It's nuts.
My son's birthday is 12/23/23. He came out in 8 minutes. Exactly on the dot.
Whoa. Yo, this is crazy.
His umbilical cord was wrapped around his neck twice. He came out. I'm telling him, push. Blue as blue.
Like my son.
Like purple blue.
Oof.
And then when he came out, they wrapped it around, boom, again. And then I started praying. Then all of a sudden, he started breathing. And boom, he woke up.
Can you imagine a life where you effortlessly magnetize your dreams to you? Financial success, the love of your life, the family of your dreams, and everything you've ever dreamed of at your fingertips. With my approach to manifesting, I have a practical method where you use the power of your creative words. It's called scripting. We write in the past tense in a certain way to attract all our desires to us. I've done this. I met my husband in 3 weeks doing this. I helped myself heal twice. I helped myself get rid of a rash on my body. I have helped myself to elevate myself and get myself out there to so many people. I've changed my bank account number. I've added 2 zeros onto it. I have created abundance like I could never dream of. The most beautiful homes around the world. And you can do this too, like so many of my clients are currently doing right now. The success stories speak for themselves. I want to show you how to do it. This is for somebody who is ready, though. Don't even bother coming unless you are ready to transform your life. If you feel like, oh, I'm on the fence, I don't know, none of this shit really works, then baby, it doesn't work. It doesn't work for you. This works for somebody who says, I'm ready. I'm ready to try something else. Try using the power of my words. I want to learn in a curriculum. I want to be in a group with other like-minded individuals, and I want to win. This is for entrepreneurs who are ready to go to the next level, or maybe get out of corporate America and go to the entrepreneurship world. If you're ready, come and join us inside the Scripting Society, and I'll see you there. My son, when he was born, I've never shared this.
I think not.
I can't believe that you had a similar experience. My son came out, and he came out and wasn't screaming. He was essentially not there.
Right.
And I was like, no. I didn't just do 9 months and give birth for this long to just let go. So the alarms start going. They call in all the obstetricians and the doctors. 10 people are in the room and I'm out of it. And all of a sudden I see him on the side, like about to be.
Oh, it was bad.
They take the resuscitation to his heart. And I just, oh, it makes me want to cry. And I literally like started calling his name. I was like, Rio. Like I knew his name. And I was like, Rio. Just calling him like back to life, and he came back to life. So like when you share that story, it's really touching because like I respect it, you know, like I've been there when like you don't know if they're gonna make it, but God like brings them back.
No, it's
and true. God says, no, this child's meant to be here. Like this is your, you know, yeah, your baby. And like, oh my
That's
God,
beautiful.
When you talk
That's
about
beautiful.
It. Yeah, like prayer, the power of prayer is.
This is so real.
Yeah, so real. Like your story is so emotional and touching because, and thank you for sharing because it relates to my own. I'm 1 of 5. And after I saw like many things happen in my life, I got an illness and anxiety was part of it. So the anxiety off the back of the autoimmune, I said, no. And I wanted to die. I said, but this is awful. So I prayed to God. I said, God, you've got to show me how to heal. I was standing in front of a mirror one day and the tears were streaming down my face and I made an agreement with God. And I said, God, I was listening to Denzel Washington on repeat over and over, and he was saying verses from the Bible. He was really speaking life over me. And suddenly the words just said, you're going to be a motivational speaker. Oh. And I said, me? How the am I going to be a motivational speaker when I can't even move right now? Like, I don't even have the power to be a mother, let alone be a role model for someone else in the world. I said, God, if that was you, show me how to heal. And I promise to go on and share this gift with the world for the rest of my life. Yes. I throw in the modeling. I will never do anything else again. He said, The answer came. Every day, 1%, I got better and better and better through the art of prayer as though it was already healed. And I healed, and that's when I first went on stage a year and a half later.
You're different.
And I went on stage and I said,
you're amazing.
And I said, I am here to share my story. And I used my voice, and it came, you've maybe seen my speeches, like a lion. You're a lion.
Oh, you're like a lioness.
And
you're
different.
You're beautiful.
And I go out there and I start speaking. I'm pouring life into the world. And so when I see you pouring the life into inspiring people through knowing when you win that match, when you win or that fight, when you win anything, when you become someone in the world, when you inspire, now you're going to start your book. And when you start to do these amazing things, you go on to inspire somebody else, because every day we either light somebody's candle or we blow it out. So we show up and we either smile at a stranger, do what you did today, go and help a homeless person. You went and helped 20 people, 30 people, 50 people in a shoe shop the other day. You just took the freaking bill for everybody.
$30,000. Yeah. All it took was $30,000 to help everybody.
Okay, that's so sick. You lit all those people's candles, and guess what? They go home and light the candle of their spouse, their friend, their mother, their child. They go to school. They light their spouse, their friend's candle, their teacher's candle. All of a sudden, you light up the whole world with one kind deed.
That's it. That's all it takes.
You light candles.
Yes, I do.
Go back to manifestation.
Right.
Right. When did you know you had this power of God within you, but knowing how to exert it? A lot of people have their connection, but they're still not living in
abundance. Lack of faith.
Right.
That's all it is.
Oh, it's that.
Yeah, you don't believe you could do what you feel God has asked. Oh, I'm going to be a music mogul, and I'm going to conquer that part, and that can't happen. That's where they go wrong. I tell everybody, the only difference between me and you is when you felt in your heart to go talk to that person, something just told you. Everybody has this experience sometimes. It doesn't have to be a person, but it could be like just something, and somebody goes, somebody just tells you, go talk to that person. The only difference between me and you is I listen.
And you do.
And see what happens. Okay. I feel like I need to go talk to you. Hey, how you doing? I know this may come off of weird, but hey, I feel like I need to say hi. How you doing? How's life? Wow. And even if they say you're a weirdo, oh, they're really hurt. Fuck. What happened to them? Most of the time, it's not going to happen. Most of the time, they say, I'm not doing that good. And you're like, why not? Oh, this, and that in my life. Okay. How can we fix that?
You focus on the solution, not the problem.
Yeah, I don't ever look at the problem.
No.
When people say no, I say, what does no mean?
Yeah.
You're speaking a different language. I don't even know what that means.
You know what I like about you? When you're like, I'm going to do this, I'm going to call you back, you do. When you say something, you commit, you do it. Okay. You're like, I'm going to come on your show, I'm doing it. You're literally in LA. Like, you manifest everything super fast. Like,
I don't wait. Like, I was going to ask you, when are you going to drop this? I want this edited as quick.
Done.
I want this today.
What's the date?
I want to post this today and make this one of the most viewed podcasts in the world.
Yo, this is going to be the
most. I'm going to go crazy. You don't understand. My promotion and how I market things is next level.
I know, I watched. So, okay, tell me about that. Because
I've been viral for the last, since January.
And what is it that you're doing is it just because I
telling the truth and putting it all out there?
Love that.
Why would he say that? That's crazy. You're going through the same thing. You're just not saying it.
So when you show up on a white horse with 40 girls to an entrance, that shit goes viral, right?
Of course.
Where
how to do
get these ideas. I fucking love it, by the way. Like, I rate it. I absolutely rate
like it. Right?
I love it. No, I really live for it. Like, people who play tame, I'm like, you're so boring, darling. I've seen that before. It's so boring. Like, I want to see someone arrive on a white horse. I literally say to people, when I come on stage, you know that I've arrived. I have my own theme song. Natasha Graziano, you're here at the beginning of the show. Who else has had a Grammy Awards winning producer who did all of Beyonce and Jay-Z, and he's blind, and J-Lo did all of them. Write your intro song with your name. So people, it's just two words in the whole song. Natasha Graziano, the whole song.
Natasha Graziano.
It's so good. You're going to love it.
I like
that. And it'll be stuck in your head all day. But that's because I'm in your face. That's how you go viral. I don't play tame
I want to promote my song with this. Stream highly favored.
I just heard it. The truth is I loved it. And I understand the lyrics. Highly favored.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's beautiful is it's genuine connection to God in spirit.
Yes. And nothing could get in the way with
that. But it's cool.
And it's so funny when you start noticing just the spiritual warfare and like you understand doubts are just there to like try to stop, but it doesn't work because you're with God and you can't lose.
Exactly.
And you're just like, when you start getting doubts, you're like, yeah, I've been there before. Tell me something I don't know.
I know.
Like, bro, we're cool off you.
You know what I say? Forgive them, Father.
They do not know.
Yes. Oh my God. So good. I look at them. I'm like, it's okay. Because I don't
like the comments. I don't even really like, I troll with the comments. Like, oh man, you guys are hurting me. I don't care.
I love going in.
Sometimes
my
it does get to me when they misinterpret me. You know, I'm like, I've been telling you guys, I've been trolling for the last day. And it's like, I'm telling the truth and I'm trolling. I'm doing both. That's why it comes out crazy, because I'm telling the truth.
But that's what's real. Like, I love it. My fans go in on each other on the post. Probably same with you. If someone slates you, your like homies, your diehards go in there. Hard. They're like, how can you say
my
that?
My sister Demi. She go crazy, huh? She on their necks.
Yeah, good. And then they create these cults. And like, you have a channel? Do you have a channel? Mm-mm. Oh, yeah.
Wait, what channel?
Wait, on your thing, you like have a channel they subscribe to? After this, we're going ham for you. Yo, I told you at the start. This is totally over.
I'm about to make $1 million today on Instagram.
We're going to put a link underneath right now to his channel if he opened it so you guys can go join it. Let's blow it up. Okay, look.
We'll do it right now.
Right. Create a channel. So you go on somebody's page and underneath it, it says a channel. So it will be called, what are your people called? So are they Garcias? Are they mini boxers? What's their nickname? Monsters? What's their like, you know, like Lady Gaga has her monsters.
Oh, I don't. It used to be like King Rai Army or something like that. But, you know, I just.
So we're going to do it after this. We're going
to open. I don't know what to call them. I don't even want to call them anything. I just want them to just
Army
know
of
that
God.
That's fire.
I'm good at names. I'm very good at branding. I'm very good at branding.
I didn't know you were going to come out with a
branding. I'm very good at branding. Army of God, and have all your people in there and be like, this is for positivity. And we're here to like, and you only you can post in this group and they listen and they learn from you. So when you drop your next feature, when you drop your next song, when you bring your next artist, when you do whatever it is you're doing, your next fight, whatever it is. I feel for you. It's interesting. And I'm so totally intuitive. You know this. Very psychic in many ways, but I believe, which God gave me this gift, I know, yes, everything we have, but I believe that you, with boxing, you're one of these people who you've nailed it and you'll continue to. However, that's just your platform.
Right.
That's nothing.
I'm doing crazy. That's not what I do. Like, hold my beer. Watch me knock him out. Like, it's not hard
exactly.
to me.
Exactly.
I do this all the time.
It's just your platform to .. Yeah. And all these amazing things that you're going to achieve in your life. And the great thing is somebody
at what I tell people. I've made so much money already. I don't need a box.
Right.
So ask yourself why I do this and go as hard as I go. Why am I risking my life in the ring when I don't even need to do it? God and love.
What's your favorite quote? Probably a proverb or not proverb, like something from the Bible.
No, I mean, my favorite verse is one of my favorite. I have so many, but the first one that came to my mind is love God with all your heart, mind, and soul.
Mm.
And the second one is love one another. Those are my favorite.
So God
and then my father here, he says, Ryan, if you're going to do anything, be the best at it. If you're going to do anything, be the best at it. Simple. So whenever I do music, I'm going to go for being the best.
What did your dad coach you?
My dad is more of a strategist, philosopher.
Wow.
He plays the piano.
Me too.
He could play by ear. But I could play by ear. I make music. I don't look at the notes. I just play.
Wow.
Mm. I'll play some music.
Yeah, I would love to hear it. So is music something, another one of your paths?
I can make a song right here, right now, in front of your face.
It just comes.
Okay. Well, I'm going to say, damn, Tasha C fly today. Ooh, damn. Let me drink some water. I'm thirsty. I'm thirsty. Shit, come through. What you want to do? I ain't trying to disrespect you. I'm just trying to keep it cool. Okay, see?
Yo, can I get that? Oh, my God. That is so much fun.
God did.
Yo, it just flows through you.
Yeah, it does.
That's interesting. And do you sing?
I do.
Wow, that's beautiful. So it's just like another avenue for you. See, this is what I believe, that Someone who wins the Olympics, right? They win in one sport. They are very likely to be able to win in another sport.
The Dallas Mavericks said they'll give me a 10-day contract. I'm not kidding.
I know. I believe you. You wouldn't say it on air. No, I believe you. That's fucking cool.
Yeah, I should do it.
You should.
Yeah.
Just to say I did it.
I could be on the bench. I don't even need to play. I'll tell you that I would actually be really fucking good, though. I could ball my ass off. These dudes can't beat me. NBA players can play with me any day. You cannot. The one thing you will not do is outwork me. I will literally ball you out. Like, how do I beat you? Because I'm out-conditioning you. You can't outbeat me because you won't out-tire me.
Wow.
The only reason I ever lose in a game because there ain't no more time left.
Wow. You do outwork people, I have to be honest. Like, the reason that I think you're at the top of what you do is because you work harder than anybody else.
I do.
And you believe in yourself and have faith in what you do above anything. Right before you arrived, I was like, you know, flicking through your page as I do for every guest just to like see what they might want to talk about, what's like current on their heart. And I saw it and I was like, wow, music. So when you were like, yeah, I'm running late. I'm doing a big deal right now.
I've done the craziest things gambling too. I've given over $500,000 in tips.
What?
Yes.
Who the fuck does that?
Me. I think I've given over even more.
You gave $500,000?
This is before I ever had any money. I would just give everything I would win, I would give. I won, what was it? How many times did I hit the 250K on roulette? Like four times, five times?
Yeah, one night.
I just kept hitting the numbers.
You did 450?
I did over $1 million. Ask them. They said I'm the top one of the top 5% earner in Baccarat ever in history.
In Baccarat, yo, this is amazing. Remind me to once go I, to the casino.
There's so many witnesses there. Vegas even knows. Most importantly, God knows. So many times have I said, just leave this on Ty, $10,000 on Ty. No, that's crazy. Dad, I don't care. Ties come like once every blue moon. Hits a tie. One time I go like this. I feel God's speaking to me. Because it says in the Bible, pray about everything.
Yeah.
I pray about everything. God goes, it's going to go snake eyes, 36 to 1. That never happens. When the dice goes 1-on-1,
no.
I bet the max bet and I hit it. I said, look, watch this, snake eyes. Snake eyes, what? Tip everybody out. What I do, he sees it. He's a witness.
No, I believe it. I believe it. This is amazing.
Yeah.
I really, look, gambling.
Because there's no luck. There's no such thing as luck. It's energy.
Yes, it is energy.
It's true.
It's what you send to it. It's why you want to be careful who's around you, who you associate with.
Whenever it's bad energy, you got to dip.
Every
bad
time.
Bad energy. This you know ain't what? It.
They'll take it. They'll take from
oh,
you.
Yes.
Whereas you have to protect your energy and be like, people are saying to me, like.
Like one time I looked at a guy to get out of the room. You bad energy motherfucker. I could tell you're a fucking hater. Get the fuck out of here.
Wow.
He gets out of there, we start winning. What'd I tell you? He was a hater, bro. He had hater energy.
Wow.
I used to drink Haterade too.
Ah, Haterade, yo.
I used to,
you know what's crazy? I truly believe that when we surround ourselves with good people, with good energy, and it takes years to get there because you're constantly filtering all the time, you then resonate and you attract what you are. So when I work on myself, I attract to me 10 out of 10 people, business people, friends, partners. All of a sudden, I'm there. Okay, now, because I've let go of all the bull crap that was there, I am now elevating. So I let go of all the people who are draining my energy, bad boyfriends, bad this, bad people.
You just dip.
Yes.
Bad-hearted people.
Yes.
Bad-hearted.
And you grow above it. I don't even cry over it. I'm like, it's okay. You know, I'm not the one to judge.
Let the Lord's will be done, not mine. I'm cool. This ain't it. Right?
I'm cool. This ain't it. I love that. Like, and I'm out. My energy resonates at such a high frequency.
What do you want to go up to? An hour? I say we do an hour.
Yeah. What are we? I usually go to an hour. What are we on?
45 minutes.
Oh, amazing.
It feels like 5 seconds.
I know, doesn't it? Yeah, no. We maximum do is 45. So the fact that we're going to do an hour is amazing.
Just do an hour, dude. No, we're going to grind to show everybody we're the best. 1 hour.
I know.
What? We have 15 minutes left. Let's
you go. Know what's true about ourselves is we show up every day as who we want to be. Life is a movie. Mm. You choose your character, you write your script. So when you decided to become Ryan Garcia, the biggest boxer in the world, the most amazing entrepreneur.
I'm gonna be artist. I'm gonna win the most interesting man alive award. I'm also gonna win sexiest man alive 3 times, back to back to back, just to do it. God. Fight for Girl before. I'm gonna win a Grammy. I'm gonna win an Oscar. I'm not kidding. Leonardo DiCaprio's coach wants to coach me. I'm a dog. Well, I've been offered to be in movies. I just don't have time.
Yeah, I know. I can imagine. One of my buddies, he's an older guy, and he's the producer of Terminator, Dirty Dancing, Mortal Kombat. So
yeah, I know. I know. What's his name?
Larry.
No. I know Larry, but James Cameron.
James Cameron, another one, yeah.
We talked a little bit.
I believe you're going to do movies. I'm like putting it over you. I can feel it. And you're going to win an Oscar. In fact, yeah. I'm going to do a fucking movie.
Let's just make our own movie and win an Oscar off our own movie.
Let's actually do it. Let's do it.
No, seriously. We'll watch a movie together. We'll do a Roman gladiator time, like, love story.
Oh, my
starring
God.
Starring me and you.
This is a crazy story.
Like a gladiator, but like just out of love. And it was just me and you conquering everything.
Whoa. This is like a crazy Grecian.
Yeah.
Roman.
Just like, what is going on right now?
No, we should actually discuss this. Everyone's going to be like watching this back. Oh, yo, this is what happened when they made their movie.
Right.
This is what actually can plant the seed.
I actually have a lot of producers and a lot of directors that would do it.
Yeah. Between us, this is actually.
But I have to be part of the directing though. They can't just be.
Yeah, of course. In today's world, the best actors direct the movie.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a really good thing. I mean, you look at so many of the top movies. Actually, so I was in Harry Potter and the Prince of Persia, Disney film.
You were in Harry Potter?
Yeah.
I gotta say.
Crazy story. I actually went to school.
I love Harry Potter. The fact that you said that, like, Harry Potter is dope.
I went to school with some of the most amazing people who are, like, in these
movies.
Who
is she? What? Hold up.
Oh my God, this fucking.
Like, what are you waiting for, Ryan? What the fuck?
You're like,
she was in Harry Potter's over, bro.
Oh,
she was right. When you know the one, you know the one.
Do you know what the truth is? I never really tell people about it. It's like something
you just denied my first proposal. Remember that. Get that on record.
I just.
There was no answer, though. So Ashley wasn't a denial. She didn't say yes or no. She was just waiting to give the answer. Relax, dude. No simp shit, though. We.
Okay, wait. What's a simp? Because I hear people.
A simp
say,
is
British,
a dude so that will like... let a woman, you know. Look, it. This is what you do. This is the whole thing. The man should always lead, but the woman should be such a strong leader in herself that she understands how to lead everybody else. The only one who's gonna lead her. So that's how what I'm saying. But when a woman tries to like overrule me. Then we're butting heads. And I don't want to butt heads. I don't need that, you know? I'm going to lead you and make you feel so loved and gifted and queen and everything. You don't even want to, oh, he got it. Just sit home and just do whatever you do. Kick your feet up if you want. Work if you want. You have the choice to do whatever you want. If you don't want to touch the ground today, I'm going to have people carrying you all day. You know what I mean? If you want to go to Bora Bora just to go. By yourself, whatever you want to do, just respect me.
Wow.
That's all I'm asking, respect.
You know what that is? This is exactly what we speak about a lot here. The two alpha energies. When you are someone like you, you need next to you a queen because you're a king. That's why your name on Instagram is King Ryan.
Simple.
So you need a queen energy, which is why you attract a queen energy. So now the queen energy is the only thing that will work with you. However, because she's an alpha, she must hang her trousers up at the door, pants up at the door. So when she walks in, she's just taken care of. The best thing I love.
There you go, you get it.
I run an empire, but when I'm with my man, please don't make me have to do anything.
No, you don't gotta lift a finger.
Right, like I wanna be the beta to you because only one of you can do it or you clash heads.
Yes.
The reason relationships go wrong when you have a woman who's super powerful or she's just cocky and doesn't even have anything going on. If you don't hang your pants up at the door, you will clash with your man. He will leave you. You have to be with somebody who you can worship. Treat him like a king if you want him to treat you like a queen. That's it. Don't tell me, oh, no, he doesn't treat me good. Honey, that's because you don't treat him like a king. If you have a problem in your relationship, you fix it through pouring so much love into that person. Love and joy and excitement and worship. You know, this is what you don't expect from somebody like you, someone who is so tough to the world. but such a beautiful soul.
Thank you.
Inside, and to your family and your loved ones. And every time I see you do a kind deed online, the homeless person you helped, the shoes you bought, the other things that you do all the time.
Right. I'm gonna go to St. Jude's and throw all the kids a carnival. Or if they want me to dress up as like Superman or something.
But this is who you are. Yeah. So anybody.
But I don't like. I don't. I've done. I've,
that you're doing it for.
I did all these things already before that I ever picked up a camera to record. I just do it now because let's just.
No, but now you. It's good you do it on camera,
right?
Because now you can publicize the people that need it.
I hate the argument. Well, why post it? Why put it up? Why not? If it's the same outcome for these people, you know. Why not?
Should be sharing.
At the end of the day, my intention is not to get views off it. I just want you guys to see, oh, man, that was kind. Maybe I could do something like that. In whatever manner
100%,
you do it.
When you...
It could be even the smallest manner. Because what I tell people, the woman with the $25 in her pocket, and that's all she has is her name, and somebody comes up to her and says, can I get $15? And she gives it to him with no hesitation. But the guy with $2 billion and somebody asks for $200, which one's worth more?
It's obvious. That is the most beautiful way to conclude today's show.
Yeah.
I am so touched by the work that you do in the world. And actually, I have something that we should do together. And we'll talk about it off camera more. But I built a school in Guatemala for the children, 600 children. It's with a charity called Pencils of Promise. I sit on the board with like Justin Bieber, Shawn Mendes, and some amazing people. Scooter Braun's on it as well. It's his brother's charity.
I know Scooter. And Scooter tried to sign me. Yeah.
He did?
Yeah. I didn't say
that. Oh my God. So
offer and everything.
They have like basically people who, it's not so much, but I took Ja Rule to it and a couple of others at the gala where I was getting an award, and he put up his hand to build a school. And I feel like you'd be somebody who maybe one day, I know you do so much, so I'm not even asking you on camera. I'm saying we're going to talk about this off camera, but maybe this is something that we could do, is build a school at some point together.
We could build 5 schools. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not going to stop at one.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm making a coffee shop, exclusive coffee shop. It's called Once Upon a Time. You walk into it. You walk into it. It looks normal on the outside, right? I'm already working with people
this
to do this.
Crazy.
And it's an exclusive one where there's bar in the back. You got to pay for a membership. I'm only going to... It's $5. So everybody could afford it. Anyways, you go in and it's an experience you've never experienced before. It's Once Upon a Time. It's like Willy Wonka. The floors are gold or blue or whatever I want to decide
this
to do
is
it.
So
and
cool.
it's like basically something you can't imagine. That's why it's called Once Upon a Time. Like there's clouds that look like clouds.
Have you been to London?
No.
Okay.
I've been to London, but I never really.
I'm gonna tell you where to go for your inspiration.
When are we gonna go? Let's go tomorrow.
They have beautiful. I know I'm from there. Ass. They have beautiful coffee shops, which are filled with not as beautiful as what you're saying, but magical flowers and clouds and like.
No,
it's
I'm gonna
so,
go. It's gonna go crazy.
The inspiration.
Once
will
upon
be
a
like,
time. I'm already getting that patented, so it's not gonna.
Remind me to tell you something as soon as we.
And I'm making an app. Trust me.
I'm already
working on it.
This is so exciting.
And I know you guys, but I'm like, this dude is bullshitting. This is the I'm trying to tell you. I could show you guys all the proof, but I know people like, he has to be capping. I'm not.
No, you're not.
It's called Trust Me. And the premise is I remove the small talk out of social media. So it's a dating app / social media app. Mm. So when you post a picture or I post a picture, you have the option to press a button that says, I would go on a dinner date with him.
Ooh, interesting.
So, boom. Then you hit her up like, are you really serious about going on a dinner date? Let's do it. And she's like, boom, boom. I categorize the people between, you know, high income, middle income, and low income. That's slightly controversial. But I'm doing it to show, like, I only want high income men. Or I don't care about what his income is. Mm. I just want to find a good man.
Mm.
You have the opportunity to pick and choose what you want.
Wow.
I remove the small talk. You won't have to worry about like, who is he? Who is she? You know, and then you can have a review. I did go on a date with her. I'll obviously be monetizing that. Like, I'm not going to let nobody shame nobody. But like, I went on a date with her. She was cool, but she talked a little too much.
Wow. You know? This is so fire. I love this shit.
I also have a couple.
This is going to go viral.
I also have a couple. Yeah, come on now. Welcome to the Ryan Garcia show. You're welcome. But you know, it's your show, but you know what I mean. It's our show. Our show. It's our show. That's literally it.
This is This is so good. Yo, I'm so here for it. This is so exciting. Next time you come
1 hour, boom, we hit it.
Let's go. You are literally going to have all these things which have already started and your book. We're going to talk about that off camera. Yeah. Guys, I hope you enjoyed today. Thank you so much. Thank you for coming. Thank you.